Hello, this is Takeoff for Monday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. IBM research scientists develop an AI model that can compose human-like photo captions. To train the system, researchers use generative adversarial networks where co-attention discriminators score the naturalness of new sentences through a model that matched scenes and generated words, which allowed the captioners to create words by judging the image and sentence pairs. The team built a diagnostic tool to avoid bias in the training dataset, a common issue in captioning systems. According to researchers, the captioners achieved good performance overall. Microsoft PowerPoint new AI tool Presenter Coach allows users to practice the presentation in front of an AI, which offers suggestions along the way. The technology is based on an inclusive checker, originally designed for Microsoft Word, that can scan text of unnecessarily generated pronouns during grammar checks. Designers added voice recognition to use it in PowerPoint. The Patent and Trademark Office awards Amazon a patent to use drones for monitoring home safety and security. The patent application describes using UAVs to monitor for fire, open doors, and more. It also describes using geofencing to only monitor the properties of customers. Apple might use Samsung OLED displays in MacBooks and iPads, the ET News reports. Slowing iPhone sales caused Apple to miss manufacturing minimums stipulated by its contract with Samsung. Without an amendment agreement, Samsung could demand penalty fees from Apple. Tesla's autopilot branding causes consumers to overestimate the capabilities of Level 2 autonomy features, according to a survey of 2,000 people by the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. 6% of respondents said it was safe to nap while autopilot was active. The survey included questions only about brand names, not details of associated technology. San Francisco officials vote unanimously to ban the sale and delivery of electronic cigarettes until they are FDA approved. The bill requires a vote by the city's Board of Supervisors and a mayor's signature before passing. It will go into effect in 7 months. The FDA has repeatedly warned vape product companies to stop child-friendly marketing.